This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, December 10th. God's word to you today is Glory Road. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verses 90 to 92, which says, "Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Your regulations remain true to this day, for everything serves your plans. If your instructions hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery." The 18th prophecy about Jesus that we're considering is, the Messiah's price money will be used to buy a potter's field. What the 30 pieces of silver that Judas collected would be used for was even prophesied. The prophecies did not only tell us how much Judas Iscariot would collect from the religious leaders. The prophecies go as far as telling us what the money would eventually be used for. Accurate. There is no ambiguity with God. This is not guesswork. No man could have been so detailed. The prophecy is in Zechariah 11, verses 12 to 13, which says, "And I said to them, if you like, give me my wages, whatever you think I am worth, but only if you want to. So they counted out my wages, 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, this magnificent sum at which they valued me. So I took the 30 coins and threw them to the potter in the temple of the Lord." The fulfillment is in Matthew 27, verses 3 to 10, which says, "When Judas, who had betrayed him, realized that Jesus had been condemned to die, he was filled with remorse. So he took the 30 pieces of silver back to the leading priests and elders. 'I have sinned,' he declared, 'for I have betrayed an innocent man.' 'What do we care?' they retorted. 'That's your problem.' Then Judas threw the silver coins down in the temple and went out and hanged himself. The leading priests picked up the coins. 'It wouldn't be right to put his money in the temple treasury,' they said, 'since it was payment for murder.' After some discussions, they finally decided to buy the potter's field, and they made it into a cemetery for foreigners. That is why the field is still called Field of Blood. The fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah that says, 'They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price at which he was valued by the people of Israel, and purchased the potter's field as the Lord directed.'" Extremely precise. The relevance of this to us is that even in the betrayal, even in what was done with the wages for the betrayal, God's hand was in it for his glory. Sometimes we go through things and we wonder why such things are happening to us. We even wonder how such pain and betrayal, shame, can be for God's glory. However, if we will submit to God, we will see that everything will work out for our own good. God is in control. He really is. You need to trust him to experience the peace knowing God is in control brings. You need to be confident in this. If God has allowed it, then trust him to use it for his glory. The betrayal was prophesied, but Jesus' trust in God was greater than Judas's mission. Let us pray. Father, I come and I surrender all to you. Work out your plans for my life and bring glory to your holy name in every detail of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.